his cross to bear, stood between two thieves. His act of love would be all we would need, once and for all and for us. Jesus, our Savior and Lord of all, poured out his love, gave all he was, paying the price as our sacrifice. From deep within, he overcame sin and pierced through the darkness of night and poured out his love with his life. Healing, forgiveness, flowing with grace. All of our past was completely his law, giving us hope by way of the cross. Poured out his love, gave all he was, paying the price as our sacrifice. From deep within, darkness of night, and poured out his love with his life, emptied himself for our sake, conquering all, resurrection day.
It is finished. When Jesus poured out his love on the cross, he gave his life for us. And once and for all, our debt was paid in full. Moments before Jesus died, he cried out, "It is finished." We often use the word finished to signal the end or completion of something. We say it when we've completed a task, when we've concluded an assignment or met a goal. Sometimes we say it at the end of a long day. We announce it at the conclusion of an event. It's final. It's over. It's done. Mission accomplished. Or simply, it is finished. When Jesus hung from the cross and spoke those final words, his mission was accomplished. His suffering was complete. His victory over sin was final. Never again would he suffer. Never again would he need to bear the sins of the world. He bore it all on the cross. It was finished right then and there. And in that moment, he defeated Satan and ended his stronghold on humanity.
Once we all stood as captive slaves, the bonds of sin and death our chains, but he with blood our freedom bought. It was finished on the cross. It was finished on the cross. The weight of sin, the sting of death, was swallowed up by righteousness and vanquished by the Son of God. It was finished on the cross. Yes, it was finished on the cross. Now we rejoice in victory. We lift our eyes to Calvary. Before the battle has begun, by Jesus' blood it has been won. Yes, it was finished on the cross. And while our hearts have turned from sin, this flesh is waging war within. Though sin remains, our guilt is gone. It was finished on the cross. It was finished on the cross. His gift of grace our heart betrays, with urge to merit or repay. We need not live to pay the cost. It was finished on the cross. Yes, it was finished on the cross.
Victory over death. The Easter story doesn't end with Jesus dying on a cross. While it was necessary for him to come into this world and die as a man, the story doesn't end there. Jesus rose from the dead and conquered the grave. He defeated sin, death, and hell, and he redeemed us by the power of his blood. The Bible says, "Since we, the children, are all creatures of flesh and blood, Jesus took on flesh and blood so that by dying, he could destroy the one who held power over death, the devil. Death, where is the victory you thought you had? Death, where is your sting? For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Jesus said, 'I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. Yes, Jesus died on the cross, but he rose from the grave and defeated death. His victory is complete. It is finished. And eternal life is ours because of what he has done.
He set aside his beauty. He set aside his majesty to carry all our sorrows, to come and bear our griefs. When we like sheep had gone astray, the man of sorrows made the way. Crushed for our iniquities, his suffering brought us peace. With his wounds and by his stripes, we can enter paradise. This is the price of mercy. This is the price he paid to win the hearts of all his people. One day we'll be with him. Because of one we now are saved, the King of glory made a way. Crushed for our iniquities, his suffering brought us peace. With his wounds and by his stripes, we can enter paradise. Oh, praise the Lamb who has been slain. His blood has opened heaven's gates. His cross is calling all to come to dwell with Father, Spirit, Son. For our iniquities, his suffering brought us peace. With his wounds and by his stripes, we can enter paradise. We can enter paradise.
Victory over darkness. Jesus defeated the darkness and opened our eyes to see. He came to save us, to redeem our hearts, to renew our minds. We are no longer under the shadow of guilt and shame. We are no longer in bondage to sin. We are no longer slaves to the past. Jesus has set us free. What a precious gift. Sometimes we have a hard time fully comprehending just how powerful and life-changing this gift is. Will our minds ever completely understand this? Such a precious gift must be received through the heart and through the Spirit. What does Christ's death and resurrection mean to us? It means more every time we are forgiven and shown grace, every time we face a health challenge, every time we need peace or strength. Every time we are comforted by the Holy Spirit when our hearts are broken, his death and resurrection means more to us. Because of the things we lack, because of the struggles we face, because of the hurt we sometimes feel from others, his death and resurrection means more to us. Jesus made us victorious through his own death and resurrection. Through his pain and agony, he suffered so that we could be free, so that our joy could be complete, lacking nothing. Not because we deserve it, not because he had to, but because he loved us. What a precious gift. What an incredible sacrifice. What an amazing love. What a wonderful Savior. Only Jesus could have done this. Only the Son of God.
What kind of man would give his life and offer such a sacrifice?
Only the Son of God.
Who'd step away from heaven's throne to make our hearts his humble home?
Only the Son of God. What kind of love would call our name and offer us his perfect grace? Only the Son of God.
Who would ever dream that this could be, that Jesus would come and make us free?
My victory. When Jesus hung on the cross and he cried out, "It is finished," our victory was secured. He declared an end to our suffering under the crushing weight of sin. He defeated the enemy of our hearts and souls. He fought the battle for us, and he won. He humbly laid his life down and surrendered to the will of the Father. In doing so, he defiantly resisted Satan and broke his grip on our lives. Jesus loves us so much. We are free today because of him. He is by our side every step of the way. He is the warrior fighting next to us. The Bible says he continually intercedes on our behalf. He rose from the grave victorious over sin and sorrow, over sickness and death, over darkness and hell. His victory is complete, and we are victorious because of him. Every sin, every regret, every accusation is silenced in the name of Jesus. The battle is won. He is our victory.
I know this. You're the rock on which I stand. The stormy gale, it will bow at your command. I know this. There is power in your name. In the blood, Lord, you are my hiding place. You're the whisper on the water that is calming all my seas. It's your banner in the battle that is soaring over me. My I know this. You're the fourth within the fire. You lift me from the clay and from the mire. I know this. You're a love that won't let go.
Calming all my seas. It's your banner in the battle that is soaring over me. When you cried out, it was finished as you hung on Calvary over sin.
Oh,
The final word. Our salvation is complete. Jesus took away all of our sins when he died for us. By his stripes we are healed. By his blood our debt is paid. By his love we are forgiven. We are no longer under the bondage of sin or the sting of death. In fact, the Bible says that we are the righteousness of God in Christ. When Jesus cried out, "It is finished," that was the final word on our sin and shame. That's the final word on our guilt. We have been delivered and set free. Our salvation is complete because he paid the price. And when Jesus says it is finished, we know beyond any shadow of a doubt that it is. We all fall down. We have all sinned. We've all been ashamed. We've all been guilty. And we have all felt the pain and emptiness of regret. But our past no longer defines us. It doesn't get the final word. Our past is not the verdict on our lives. Jesus has the final say. By his blood and because of his love, we are forgiven. From the very beginning, our redemption was his objective. His birth, his life, his death, and his resurrection were all part of God's plan to rescue us. Because of his love for us, Jesus died so that we might live. He stood between us and hell. He defeated Satan. And when he accomplished all that he had come to do, Jesus summed it up in just three words: "It is finished." And that's the final word.
What would move God to give his only son for us when we never deserved as much? Why endure all the pain for our guilt and shame? Why would anyone give of his life? Why did he of all people pay such a price? In a word, it was love.
It was love.
In a way that conquered all our sin. In a place. Despair. He gave us hope and life again. And when we try to describe all he suffered there for us, in a word,
in a word,
it was love. Picture of what love cost, everything that he gave on that darkest day was because of what he held inside, and the reason why he came, our sacrifice. In a word,
it was love.
He gave us hope and life again. And when we try to describe all he suffered there for us, in a word,
in a word,
in a word, it was love, pure and complete. It was love.
All that we ever need.
Our hope is in the risen one. Our hope is in Jesus. No matter who you are, no matter what you've done, Jesus died for you. You will never sink too low or drift too far that he can't save you. And he will never stop loving you. If you'd like to accept his forgiveness and accept God's gift of salvation, simply pray this prayer with me and believe it in your heart. Jesus, I ask you to come into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. Cleanse my heart. Forgive me of my sins. Wash them away by the power of your blood. Make my heart your home. Help me as I learn to walk with you. Help me to let go of the past. Help me to forgive others, Lord, and to forgive myself as well. Help me to let go of any hurt and pain that has held me back. I release these wounds to you now, and I ask you to renew my heart and mind. Give me your peace that passes all understanding. Help me as I embrace you and step into this new life. Jesus, you not only died for the sins of the world, you also died for me. My past is under your blood. My sins are forgiven, and I am a new creation in Christ. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer, you are born again. Jesus has come into your heart. He loves you so much, and he will always be with you. This is a new beginning in your life, and we're so excited for you. We welcome you into our family, and we hope to see you here again and again. We want to get to know you better, and we're here to help you as you begin your walk with Jesus. We hope you'll join us as we pursue Christ and grow deeper in our relationship with him. Jesus is your victory. He is my victory. He is our victory.
Yeah.